Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, how WhatsApp's coming to a wrist near you. But first, where's the first place you go to catch up on the news? Well, if you're aged 12 to 15, your first port of call is likely to be TikTok. A report by Ofcom says the app is the favoured single news source among that age group, followed by YouTube and Instagram. The regulator found that across its platforms, the BBC still has the highest reach of any news organisation among this age group, used by 39% of teenagers. And when it came to trusting news sources, teenagers rated traditional sources better than their online counterparts, as BBC 1 and 2 was trusted by 82% of its teenage users, compared to TikTok at just 32%. Imagine visiting your GP, asking about mental health issues, and leaving with a prescription for outdoor activities, social hobbies, and more time spent in nature. Well, according to a report by the Wildlife Trusts, that's a real thing that could save the NHS millions.
It works, and the more that we can develop the potential of nature prescribing and all of those other community-based health approaches, the greater the benefit will be to society.
Dom Higgins, who's from the organisation, has been telling us about the benefits of so-called green prescribing, effectively spending time outdoors in a social, natural setting.
That has a really positive impact on your mental health. You know, your serotonin goes up, your vitamin D's get there because you're outside, and then you throw in that, you know, you're with other people. So it's a really powerful cocktail of kind of health and well-being. But there is definitely something around that connection with nature.
The report suggests that if just one of their programmes was offered to everyone likely to take them up, it could lead to annual savings of more than £635 million. Dom told us the concept of green prescribing is already being discussed by politicians.
We had Keir Starmer the other week talking about a shift to community-based health to prevent illnesses before they become more serious. And actually, if you look at the major political parties, everybody agrees that preventing illness makes sense. And it not only does it make sense, it's probably morally the right thing to do, but it saves money too.
A date has been set for a first-of-its-kind satellite manoeuvre by the European Space Agency to redirect a spacecraft due to fall to Earth. Last week, we told you about the Aeolus satellite that's running out of fuel. We now know the ESA will attempt an assisted re-entry next Monday, the 24th of July. The space agency is planning to manoeuvre it so it falls into the Atlantic Ocean and doesn't hit anywhere on land. Only about 20% of the craft is expected to survive, a part the size of a small car, weighing about 1.3 tonnes. Now, some tough news for UK employees. A survey by HSBC has found that nearly a third of UK businesses focused on becoming more tech-savvy want to use artificial intelligence and automation to bolster their workforce and replace staff. According to the survey, a quarter of firms planned to invest in AI and machine learning to boost efficiencies and tackle staffing and cost challenges. But more than 60% of companies prioritising tech developments did say they want to use it to improve customer experiences. Back in May, telecoms giant BT announced it'll be cutting around 10,000 jobs by the end of the decade as it digitises and relies more on automation. If you own an Android smartwatch, you can now get WhatsApp on your wrist. It's launched a dedicated app for Wear OS, the operating system on watches by Google, Samsung, Fossil, and others. Before now, you could get WhatsApp notifications and reply, but the new app lets you look through your messages, answer calls, and send voice notes. And there's hope for Apple Watch users too. Meta, which owns WhatsApp, says it's planning to bring the app to more devices. Coming up, save time on makeup with new Teams filters and how Pokemon Go is gamifying sleep. Why not hit follow and give us a rating during the break?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Around a fifth of pet rabbits in the UK could be living with a painful and debilitating ear disease that's undiagnosed. According to new research by the Royal Veterinary College, affected rabbits are less likely to display what's called binkying behaviour, aka joyful jumps, and are more likely to have a reduced overall quality of life. Experts say the condition can cause pain, hearing impairment, and loss of balance, but rabbits often hide their pain, so the disease can be difficult to diagnose. They said if your rabbit is relatively inactive, they could be in pain from an ear problem or from something else, and should be checked by a vet. Now, if you dread the chore of putting makeup on just for a virtual meeting, Microsoft Teams may have a fix for you. The video calling software is bringing Maybelline's AI-powered makeup filters to users, which offers 12 looks to choose from. The tech identifies over 70 points on the user's face to create a virtual map which enables the filters to work. It's being released globally for Microsoft Teams Enterprise customers. And finally, Pokemon Go is offering a new way of helping you grow your Pokemon quicker by tracking your sleep. It's launched a new app called Pokemon Sleep, specifically designed for sleep tracking. The better you sleep, the faster your Pikachu, Snorlax, or Squirtle will grow. It uses your phone's motion sensors to judge when you're moving around and records audio. But hardcore fans can buy a dedicated Pokeball-shaped sleep tracker, which syncs with the app. This gamification of sleep could mean adult players push themselves to get a full 8 hours, and it's thought the app could also encourage kids to get some shut-eye too. You're up to date. The Leader podcast comes out at 4 o'clock this afternoon, covering the first senior doctor's strike in a decade. We're back tomorrow afternoon at 1. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.